USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Vatican marking Palm Sunday with a mass at St. Peter's Square. Officials estimated some 60,000 people attending the mass. Pope Francis pronouncing prayers, including for those impacted by the terror attack in Moscow over the weekend.
Assicuro la mia preghiera per le vittime del vile attentato terroristico.
Congress is continuing to debate sending more aid to Ukraine as their war with Russia rages on. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul joined CBS's Face the Nation and says House Speaker Mike Johnson has told him that he will bring Ukraine aid to the floor for a vote after Easter.
I believe he's committed because he understands national security. He leans on, you know, myself, the Chairman of Armed Services, House Intelligence, for advice on this, and he knows how important this is.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, reports that the U.S. saw a spike of 14 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks for a new national average of $3.60. She says one of the main factors is a rise in oil prices overall.
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia. And the seasonal situation is we have higher costs this time of year to make spring and summer specifications to prevent smog.
The White House is preparing for an Israeli delegation to arrive in Washington, D.C. this week for high-level meetings. President Biden inviting a team of officials to visit during a recent phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying last week he planned to invite the Prime Minister to speak to Congress about the conflict against Hamas in Gaza. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis recently indicated that he might push for and sign legislation permitting police across his state to stop and detain illegal immigrants. Florida Republican Congresswoman Ana Paula Luna tells Fox News she supports his decisions, especially as Florida is bracing for a possible influx of Haitian illegal immigrants.
We don't necessarily know that the people coming here posing as refugees are refugees from a war-torn area. And so I continue to support my governor in that effort to not only defend the citizens of Florida, but also to ensure that our borders are being protected.
The Supreme Court recently ruled that Texas would be allowed to have its police forces arrest and detain illegal immigrants who are in the United States illegally. Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures that all border-related legislation being passed in Texas right now is a necessity to secure the border.
I wrote Senate Bill 4. With Senator Charles Perry, that's the bill that's going up and down between the courts. And it simply says, we're being invaded. We have a right to defend ourselves. We are getting sick and tired of Texans being killed, dying of fentanyl, seeing Americans suffer the same way. We're sick and tired of it.
The Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is set for an estimated $800 million. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.